Epilogue. Sanghelios, 2553 CE, the mountains north of Zolam. Another age, as yet unnamed. Daeros Abud, for once, looked almost cheerful. "And there, Zerk, do you see that? That is the Temple of the Sundered Sky, one of many forerunner structures still standing in Zolam." In truth, Zerk could see only the faintest gleam in the distance below the mountains, but he had heard of Zolam many times from Daero, who hailed from its outskirts. "Will you show me Zolam sometime, Daero?"
"Yes. If..."
He spread his mandibles in a Sangheili version of a scowl. "I should say, when. When it is safe for us to visit. There is still tension there, and danger of war. There are those still arguing for their madness, muttering of the glorious great journey. Foolishness still seems to be in abundance here. Well, then again, fools are found in every species on every world." Gitoric and Sitens joined them on the ancient cupola built out upon the cliffside. In silence they gazed for a long moment at what they could see of Sanghelios. It was so unthinkably vast to Zerk. It had never occurred to him before coming here how small the refuge truly was. But then he had always turned his thoughts outward to space, the stars, the endless possibilities. And one had come to fruition, to be here, on the homeworld. He stretched his arms, luxuriating in the sublime blend of strangeness and familiarity. He had at last adjusted to the gravity, the air sweeter than anything he had ever breathed. And there was something about the sky, hints of yellow and blue with roseate touches, red at the horizon, that spoke to his very soul. He recognized this place, though he had never been here. Usa Zalus had led his ancestors away from this blessed place, and now, at last, millennia later, their descendants had returned. And to Zerk, it felt as if his forebears were here too, along with Usa Zalus, invisible but present at his side, gazing out at the mountains, the plains, the golden sky, the distant cities of Sanghelios itself. And it was good. It was right to be here. As Baltol had stated, order hidden within chaos, eventually emerging to reaffirm itself. Another circle was completed with this return to the homeworld. A broken circle reconnected, just as the orbit of Sanghelios after a cycle's travel around the sun, as its two moons, Suban and Kikost, revolved around the planet, confirming always that this was the true homeworld of Sangheili. "We have returned, Usa Zalus," Sitens murmured, as if he'd been reading Zerk's thoughts. "Just as you had once said we would. We have returned, at long last."
Halo, Broken Circle was written by John Shirley and read by Scott Brick. Halo 2 Anniversary Soundtrack music was composed by Martin O'Donnell and Michael Salvatore. Adapted and orchestrated by Paul Lipson, Lenny Moore, Tom Salta, Brian Trafon, and Brian Lee White. Produced by Paul Lipson and Finishing Move, Inc. Editing and post-production by Frog Pond Productions. The associate producer was Michael Noble. Christina Zarafanidis was the supervising producer. Halo Broken Circle has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Halo, Broken Circle is available in print from Gallery Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.